Greetings, listeners. My name's Andrew, and with me is Bevan Ramsden. In this podcast produced by IPAN, the Independent and Peaceful Australia Network, we highlight the Albanese government's distorted spending priorities resulting from its unquestioning commitment to the AUKUS war pact with the United States and the UK. Bevan, what are the latest manifestations of this?
The first is the Albanese government, instead of revisiting the AUKUS security pact and examining whether it really does contribute to the security of the Australian people, as they've been urged to do by the crossbench members of parliament and numerous petitions, they have instead signed yet another AUKUS submarine agreement, now with the United Kingdom. This new AUKUS agreement lasts for 50 years, so it's a huge commitment for half a century and involves an estimated payment of $47 billion to the shipyards of the United Kingdom. So, Andrew, what do the Greens say about this?
In a media release from July 28th this year, the Greens said, and I quote, "With AUKUS under threat from the US review, this agreement is a step back into the 20th century and further distances us from our neighbours. It makes clear the need for an inquiry into AUKUS. This deal also makes clear that Australia will be responsible for high, low and intermediate nuclear waste from UK submarines in Australia, with the limited exception of spent nuclear fuel. The deal will also see Australia waive all claims for liability on the transfer of AUKUS nuclear submarines."
Greens defence spokesperson Senator David Shoebridge said of this new agreement, quote, "The Albanese government has already committed to giving the United Kingdom a $5 billion down payment on AUKUS. Of course, the UK is committed to AUKUS. They found a sucker in Australia." He went on, "With this latest round of AUKUS, the Albanese government is making it clear they would rather handcuff Australia to an erratic bully in the United States and a dying empire in the UK than work with our neighbours to have a peaceful and stable region." Senator Shoebridge also said that signing Australia up to a 50-year agreement with the UK like this is an expensive distraction for Australia's defence and security planners. "And think of the message being sent to our region as we invite the UK back half a century after our neighbours finally saw them sail away."
The price tag of $375 billion for the AUKUS submarines will inevitably blow out because it includes a totally new type of nuclear-powered submarine, the SSN, which has yet to be designed, let alone built. This huge public expenditure will inevitably be at the expense of urgent social needs such as housing, health care, education and critical infrastructure.
You have put your finger on housing needs, Andrew. Let's look at this one, as a recent Albanese government's decision shows how their distorted priorities under AUKUS are impacting on homelessness. On the Australian Bureau of Statistics census night in 2021, that's the most recent census, more than 122,000 Australians were estimated to be experiencing homelessness in Australia. Of these, 24,300 were living in supported accommodation for the homeless, while about 7,600 people were sleeping rough without any form of shelter.
With that in mind, let's remember that on August 25th, the Labor Party joined with the Liberal Coalition to defeat an attempt by the crossbench senators to block a bill providing funds for construction of housing for 1,000 US military personnel and contractors working on the AUKUS nuclear submarine project at HMAS Stirling in Western Australia. Bevan, what does IPAN have to say about this?
In a recent media release, IPAN spokesperson Dr. Vince Scapatura said that, quote, "This is an outrageous distortion of national priorities. It is indefensible that public funds are being used to house foreign military forces while thousands of Australians have no shelter. The government continues to justify AUKUS by invoking an unprecedented and grave regional security environment, but without providing a clear evidence-based explanation of what these threats actually are." Dr. Scapatura further said that, "In reality, there are few direct dangers in our immediate region. Instead of militarising our foreign policy, we need to invest in diplomacy, regional cooperation and peace building."
Senator Shoebridge said that, and I quote, "This bill will not just allow for the Albanese government to build houses for US troops, but also for foreign arms companies and contractors. That means public housing for contractors from Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Elbit Systems, Rafael and others. It is a sick joke that Labor will be taking money from critical social programs, including funding to build houses for Australians in desperate need, and instead spend it on housing US troops in Fremantle."
Senator Barbara Pocock, Greens spokesperson for housing, said, and I quote, "We are in the middle of a national housing crisis, including a severe lack of public housing stock. The government has deemed United States troops and defence contractors more worthy of public housing than people in Australia who desperately need a roof over their heads." She goes on to say, "Over 170,000 Australian households are on public housing wait lists. Homelessness in this country is the worst in living memory, according to advocacy groups and homelessness shelters. And what is this government doing? Rushing through a bill that will allow for hundreds of new homes to be built without delay, but for US troops and defence contractors. Instead of spending money on housing for other countries' militaries, why not," she says, "invest in housing for our essential workers, such as teachers, carers and nurses." End of quote.
Senator Pocock went on to say, "Labor's message here is clear. If you are an American soldier, the government will build you a home. If you are an Australian worker, fend for yourself. The fact that this is the government's priority beggars belief. So much for no one left behind. This contradiction exposes the rot in Labor's housing priorities."
The impact of the AUKUS Security Pact in distorting spending priorities is very clearly seen. But IPAN's opposition, together with an increasing number of community organisations and voices, is not just to this distortion and misdirection of spending, but to an even more basic issue, our security.
While the government claims that AUKUS enhances our security, the facts show otherwise. Firstly, Australia is not threatened with invasion, and the claim that we are threatened by Chinese so-called assertiveness is no more than a straw man. Far from threatening us, China is our major trading partner, and this trade relationship underpins our economy, generating jobs and livelihoods for many Australians. The United States sees China as a threat to its economic and military domination, and it seems will do anything to maintain this hegemony. It is clearly not in the interests of the Australian people for Australia to become a battleground in a US-China war, yet the government's slavish adherence to US foreign policy is leading us towards just such a disaster.
Secondly, signing up to AUKUS has meant more United States military facilities on our soil, facilities which would attract missile attention by an enemy of the United States in wartime. AUKUS has in fact made us less secure.
Dr. Albert Palazzo, a military historian and adjunct professor at University of New South Wales in Canberra, states in his recent book entitled The Big Fix that, and I quote, as former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has said, there is an urgent need for Australia to develop a Plan B for the nation's security, one that does not tie Australia to an irrational foreign overlord. The Australian people need, deserve, a better way. Dr. Palazzo further says that, fortunately, such a way already exists. My recent book, The Big Fix, Rebuilding Australia's National Security, offers up an alternative security policy to AUKUS that provides for the nation's protection, avoids dependency on the United States, and ensures full national sovereignty. The book shows that it is possible for Australia to be safe without selling its soul and moral principles to a foreign protector.
Another expert voice has chimed in on this issue, none less than the former head of the Australian Defence Forces, Admiral Chris Barry. Speaking for the Australian Security Leaders Climate Group, he claims that the climate crisis is the main threat to Australia's security, saying, and I quote, Australia needs to reorder its foreign policy priorities, with traditional geopolitical risks set to be displaced by climate change. Australia, he says, has put all its eggs in the AUKUS basket, risking entanglement in a war with China, while the far greater threat to Australians and our security is being ignored. End of quote.
IPAN is currently campaigning to have the AUKUS Security Pact cancelled, together with termination of the Force Posture Agreement, which also gives the United States military a heavy footprint in Australia. Listeners can join and support this campaign by going to IPAN's website at www.ipan.org.au. That is www.ipan.org.au. And that brings us to the end of this IPAN podcast. Good day and thanks for listening.